Johnny surveyed the ruin. Over 100 cyclo bodies. 3 dead Russians. Smoke drifting up from clothing that still burned. Disaster. They had been there to capture cyclos. Johnny went plunging down the slope. He found the Russian officer standing there, obviously intending to shoot any cyclo that twitched.
Find some alive!
Johnny shouted at him.
Don't finish off the wounded! Find some alive!
The Russian looked at him with battle-glazed eyes. Seeing it was Johnny, he began to unwind a bit. He fished about for some English.
That's your cyclo! They killed Colonel!
Johnny finally got it across that he wanted them to find any live ones. Neither the officers nor the rest of the Russians thought this very sensible. They did finally understand it. They went poking among the recumbent cyclos to find any that were still breathing, a fact that could be determined by a flutter of a breathe mask valve. They finally located about 4 that were shot up, but still alive. They couldn't move the 1,000-pound bodies very much, but they straightened them out. McKendrick put in an appearance, walking, half-sliding down the slope. He looked at the 4 and shook his head.
Maybe. I don't know much about cyclo anatomy, but I can stop that green blood oozing out.
One of them had a different tunic from the rest. An engineer?
Do all you can,
he told McKendrick, and hobbled up the slope toward the ambush point. Bitty was beckoning to him from the top of a rock, then scrambled down and vanished behind it. Johnny came up and surveyed the scene. The command post they had chosen was a hollow in the rocks, and it was a mess. The basher tank had scored a hit just above it. The gear was all smashed up. Their radio was in bits. Bitty was kneeling beside Sir Robert, lifting his head. The old veteran's eyes were blinking. He was coming to. They were stunned with concussion. Some blood was coming out of their ears and noses. Johnny walked closer. Probably some broken fingers, lots of bruises, none of it serious. With water from a canteen on a bandana, he went about the work of bringing them around. Robert the Fox, Colonel Ivan, 2 coordinators, and a Scott radio man. Johnny clambered up on a rock and looked down the defile. The convoy was all there. Nothing had blown up, so the Russians must have been using plain, not radioactive, slugs. But they hadn't been after the material. They'd been after live cyclos. 3 Russians and Angus were getting the lead basher tank open, a trick to do, for it was upside down, which sealed its hatches. Angus got a side port open with a torch. The Russians looked in. Johnny cupped his hands.
Any alive in there?
Angus saw him up there, looked into the tank and back up to Johnny. Angus shook his head negatively. He called back.
Crushed and suffocated.
Sir Robert had made his way up to Johnny, very shaky and white of face. Johnny looked at him. Sir Robert started to speak, and Johnny joined him in chorus.
The best planned raid in history!
End of CD 22.